Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
It's a non-stop breakfast party.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Really not up for debate as we start the show. It is a simple statement of fact. Good morning, all. The K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine, with this simple, it's a statement of fact.
It is.
It's fact. It's there's no room for argument on this one.
Ooh, okay.
Antoine, I believe you will agree with me.
All right.
Monica, you should agree with me. Mm-hmm. You'll probably try to defend yourself.
Oh.
But simple statement of fact, Monica Brooks is weird.
Correct.
Weird.
You're weird.
I agree.
You're weird.
See, I agree. Okay, thank you.
I agree.
Cool.
But great. What, but
we'll see y'all tomorrow. No,
normal.
We're done. Show's over. We're done. Over.
Okay.
But what is normal? Who really came up with that definition?
Somebody else or something else. That is a fair question.
Uh-huh.
That is a fair question.
Yes.
This is the kind of philosophical stuff you get into once you've eaten, drank, or smoked something. You're like, yeah, but dude, what is normal?
What is normal?
And if normal was weird.
What's weird?
Is weird normal?
Exactly. Thank you.
She rests her case.
No.
She's done.
The fact that you have to defend yourself before an accusation is actually made says that you already are aware that you aren't normal.
But did you answer the question of what is normal? Do you have the answer?
It is conform into a standard, usual, typical, or expected.
But who really came up with that definition? How can they prove that?
And you know what? Show everybody what's going on. Antoine has pulled that up on a computer to prove the definition, which I don't know. That's kind of weird. Just feels awfully weird to me to prove
how normal.
Really
you are
going out of your way to prove how normal you are.
I know.
Seems kind of weird.
I've argued with Monica before. I need evidence.
Because we all are weird.
You've argued with Monica before, you know. There ain't no winning. That's the problem. It's just all goofy. Yeah, she's weird. With her cheat meal of collard greens.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a weird cheat meal.
Who cheats with greens? Never has cheat meal and greens been
exactly.
In the same...
Exactly.
You know, actually, I'm sorry. It has been in the same sentence. I'm going to have a cheat meal instead of these greens.
Yeah,
that's
Saturday,
where it happened.
I switched from... Because I got this ice cream. It was like the Spirit brand. So it was like bourbon pecan ice cream.
And yeah, and I got your back on where you're going with this because it's so frustrating.
Yeah, and I tried it, and it was so rich and sweet. I'm like, I don't like it. I just don't like it. And I had a side of collard greens. I had, because I went to Henry Street at Elmwood Park.
And they serve there at Henry Street. If you've never been, the legendary meal of Henry Street, Antoine, is ice cream and collard greens. They serve them together.
Nutritious.
Yes.
Jared had ordered chicken, and I had a side of collard greens, and we just took it home. Well,
wait, time out. Hold. I got so many questions about this story.
Okay, good. You know what? Let's just take all the time in the world if we need it. I'm ready. Go ahead.
All you had was collard greens?
No, but I was craving that.
No, that's not.
That's an additional layer of questioning
All you ate at Henry Street was a side of collard greens.
I took a bite of Jared's chicken, and I had collard greens.
Okay. Well, Antoine, you know what? I'm okay with that because what she was doing.
And some shrimp.
Henry Street is a great festival. 30 years this thing has been going on, celebrating African American culture and heritage.
Yes.
And she is like, so be it. I'm going to sit here and eat my culture, and you will not steer me away from this.
I did have some shrimp.
Okay.
I'm going all in on this Henry
Street. I was craving those collard greens.
All right, so collard greens at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I put them in the fridge, and I had this. I said, well, it's a cheat meal, so I'm going in for dessert. Everyone else in the household is having ice cream. They all had different ice creams.
Uh-huh.
So I said, all right, well, I'm going to go for this bourbon pecan ice cream, and it was just too sweet.
Too much.
You know what I'm going to? My collard greens. That'll be my cheat meal. I know.
You cheated on your cheat meal.
Exactly.
That's what you did. You cheater.
It just wasn't good.
Two cheats don't make it a fateful.
You ruined cheat day.
Yeah. Her weird cheat meal.
But we all are weird in our own special way.
But slightly less than you? Is that how we figure it all out?
We're all weird. Comparatively.
Right. But there's layers. There's layers of weird. And she's LeBron James of weird.
You're the goat of weird.
Exactly. And we're just, we're the baby goats of weird.
Muggsy Bogues.
The Muggsy Bogues of weird. Absolutely.
But, I mean, you can text into 52353. What is normal?
What is normal? What is it? How normal are you? Go ahead. Prove how normal you are or not normal.
Yeah.
Are you the weirdo goat? Who's the weirdo goat? That's, you know, fine. Who? Let's just find out what level of freakazoid is listening this morning. I'm good with that. We can sit here all day and just talk to crazy people. We are crazy
people.
Or normal. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Let's just sit here the entire day. We'll just designate for what is normal. And so a bunch of weirdos will text in, and we'll just start interviewing a bunch of weird people all morning.
Okay.
I'm
going to
throw the whole show out the window. Right. I really don't. It's fine.
Let's do it. It's Tuesday. Let's do it.
Secret sound. Tuesday, yeah. I'll make sure the $5,000 secret sound gets thrown in there, and probably the anger diary because I took the time to record it. But outside of that, I'm fine. I'm open. But we can clear. Give me an eraser.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I can erase all of it. What's next in the diamond?
He's on the run, and he's in our area. Okay. Like, yes, and we need to help the authorities find him.
So he's not just on the run, he's on the lam?
He's on the lam.
He's on the lam.
Have you heard about him?
No.
Oh,
so, just,
okay.
So there's a fugitive.
Yes.
We need to find this guy. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
But where is here?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
All right, we'll find out next in the diamond. We have to find this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guy.
All right, well now.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
She winked and she winked, Antoine. This is going to be an interesting day.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Mm-hmm. Authorities in Virginia. They're looking for him.
I know Virginia.
Yeah. I do, too. I'm familiar with the area.
In Virginia.
The Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yes.
Which when you're a Commonwealth instead of a state, that you know what that means? It means you have some ridiculous red tape laws that are silly that need to be thrown out.
Yes.
That's usually what it means more than anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the lookout for something. I don't even know what it is. Man,
we're
woman,
on the lookout
beast.
For a yak that escaped.
Yak.
Don't come back. He actually escaped. The news in advance, they're reporting that this yak named Meteor, he was on his last ride to go to the butcher.
Yak.
Well, he escaped the trailer, and now we're trying to hunt down Meteor.
There's a yak on the loose?
Yes.
Yak.
Oh, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm sorry.
And now they said Nelson County Animal Control, they're on the looks for, they said, what looks like a cow. So they want people to look in the mountains. There's a yak on the loose.
It should be easy to find because only yak.
Yeah, well, he crossed a busy highway, survived. Officers weren't able to capture him. He's in the mountains. What? He said he's heading for the mountains.
What comedy movie is this?
They said he was last spotted.
Yak.
He was last spotted Wednesday at some kind of like Holiday Inn. And the owners, they called, but by the time they called the authorities, he was already headed back, you know, on his way.
Is the yak wearing those glasses that come with the mustache?
Yeah, the yak is in disguise, right?
Yeah, we just can't recognize the yak.
Like, man.
And they've been trying to use treats and everything else to try to lure him back. But
college professor looks a lot like a yak, but he's got a mustache.
And this has made national news.
This is us.
Can Google this yak.
There's a yak.
Yes.
Google the yak.
This is a local yak that is out there in the mountains.
Yeah, because it's on USA
News.
Today,
I'm so
too.
Disappointed. I had to go on the internet because we don't have this. Yakety
y'all
yak.
Y'all Google it for yourself. If you don't smell
that kitchen burn. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak.
Don't come back. Just
finished. He's not coming back. And they're using treats and all kinds of things to try to get this yak back. And he's traveling.
That yak was like, I know where I was headed. Yeah. I do not want to go there.
He's going.
What's a yak treat? Do we know?
What is a yak treat?
What does a yak taste like? All right. Is it
similar to a cow?
If we help catch Meteor, do we get to taste him afterward?
We should.
I feel like that's only fair.
But for whatever reason, no one's able to capture this yak.
Bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yakety yak. Don't come back.
I don't know what we're doing anymore.
How about that for national news?
We're national
Virginia news.
Yep. We have finally cracked through our little pocket of the world.
Yeah.
We did it.
Finally discovered us, and all it took was a yak.
Yep.
Are we in Nepal? Where are we? Good morning, all.
You seen them.
If you've seen the yak, please text in to 52353. Don't call the police. Call us. Well, I'll also call the police.
Yes. Animal control.
Don't you give me no dirty looks.
We won't. It's fine. Your father, the hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside. We're looking for you, Meteor. You ain't got time to take a ride.
Don't come back.
All right, we're going to do something else.
How about that for breaking news?
I don't know. We're going to do something next that's not as good as the yak. So we'll get into that. Tune in because it's all downhill from here. Yakety yak. Here we go.
That's right, Monica. I totally agree. You should be allowed to taste the yak if you help catch the yak.
Yes.
In case you missed it, there's a yak on the loose trying to make, Global. You know. Now I have
yak.
To, I never knew I had to be prepared for all of my yak audio needs, but.
Don't call back.
I had to make sure to start getting it all together. And it, good news, we now have the song Yakety Yak available at all times.
You never know.
Well,
clearly.
Well, clearly you don't.
Yeah.
Text 52353, baby got yak.
Oh.
That was a good one. I liked it.
Yep.
What do you do if you see a yak? Do you play dead?
I don't think the yak is a dangerous animal. I feel like it's
it's
a big bohemian hairy cow is really all it is. It is the cow's stoner hippie cousin. I believe that's all it is.
But a bull is a cow.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, a bull might charge you or something. So with a yak? I just want to be safe, guys.
Those are fair questions.
I don't know.
I think there's people who... You know what? This is... you can... Antoine, as my official stat verification person of the K92 Morning Thing, you can look this up, but I do believe this was in a Factor bullcrap at some point in the history of the K92 Morning Thing. Yak milk is pink.
Mm.
Ooh, okay.
Look it up.
It's weird.
Or maybe that's hippo milk is pink.
I don't know.
Like yak milk is a weird color.
I will say that yak droppings are used as fuel... In Tibet.
Okay. All right. In Tibet.
Yak milk is pink.
Yak milk is pink. I want to taste the yak milk.
Yes.
Where is this yak? Where'd this yak come from? Was this yak brought in from somewhere else?
Probably.
I don't know.
Oh, I good don't know. News. Nelson County, they're looking. Nelson County.
To make sure.
Take out the papers we have this. And the trash.
So that's good. We have yakety yak. And good news, we also have yakety sacks, which is this.
That's the yak running.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like when they're chasing the yak around the trees and stuff.
There is nobody putting together a show this morning that is better prepared for any sort of yak invasion. We have all our yakking.
Don't go back.
Every yak song ever in the history of music.
We got it.
Is right here. Yep. What does yak taste like? Has anyone eaten yak? Who's listening? 52353. Antoine, I think you're allowed one more time.
Yak.
There you go. there's nobody weighing in. I don't know. Is anybody out there today?
I think they are.
Are you out there? 52353.
Name and town.
I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, and name and town. If you're somebody who listens and you listen on our stream, yes, there are some issues this week. We are working on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I might lose some friends today, but we are working on it today.
It
will be back. Yes, I can promise you that. Yakety yak, it will be back. So there is a yak on the loose if you're just tuning in. This is us. This is not, you know, Montana or anything like that. So if you see a yak, I swear to God, I'm saying this out loud. If you see a yak this morning, please contact police. Right after you've contacted us. Please give us a heads up.
Let us know.
And then you can let animal authorities know.
Get it for the mountains.
Nelson County.
Yep.
And again, so is there a yak farm around here?
I have no idea.
Did we bring this yak in from somewhere else? Was this imported yak?
Maybe.
There's got to be yak farms in this country because there's no way there's a yak that has been brought in from Tibet or Nepal. We don't import meat just one yak.
Yeah.
It's a really good yak.
It's a really good award-winning yak.
And yak milk is pink, so now I want to taste it.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just let us know.
I want to eat some yak, too. And Monica asks a very fair question. I think if we help catch the yak, can we taste the yak?
I think so.
Because the yak was going for yak's next step of the circle of life.
Next level of their life, yes.
And he knew it.
Uh-huh. Oh, he knew it.
He said, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Are yaks smart? Clearly, they have some level of smarts because we can't find this yak.
Nope.
We really can't find anyone who tries to rob a bank around here either, so it seems fair that we can't find it yet. Good morning, all. 52353. Feel free to text in and share whatever's on your mind. It can't possibly be weirder than the fact that we are looking for a yak.
We do make it seem like it's our search.
Text 52353. Oh, my gosh, enough about the stupid yak. I mean, okay. For one time in our entire lives, we get this thing comes down. This is like the most ridiculous story I think I've ever heard that happens in our backyard. And meanwhile, someone's done with it in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, they're on the lookout.
All right.
They're okay.
All right.
They're
well,
okay.
That's okay. I challenge that person back. What do you want to talk about then? What? What do you have? Bring something to the table. Jeez. Antoine got all nervous yesterday. It was adorable. Had to give a speech.
Yes.
At his brother's 40th birthday, an impromptu speech that was brought up by someone who I can't stand people like this. They throw other people.
They didn't give a speech themselves.
No, they did not.
Then Antoine got all nervous and had to get up there.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst, is when it shakes.
Then everyone can see it. That so is
now,
the worst.
So now I got to move my hand around to kind of distract it.
You know what? Shake
I can't hold it. I can't stand people that have all the ideas in the world for other people to do. You know, I feel like everyone should say some words. You guys. Go ahead.
Did that person speak?
To get me and my mom and other people
Did not speak.
They didn't have like their own long toast or anything like that.
No,
like,
they said, thank you all for speaking.
Thank you guys for coming. We should have people speak.
Threw you under the bus.
Yeah.
Made me shake up my mimosa.
Didn't even give you a bite of yak meat or nothing. Oh, and shout out to Mike, who has texted in this morning. That is correct, Mike. 52353. I will be your friend Yak Jackson today.
Oh, yeah.
And that is in honor of the person that doesn't want to hear about the yak anymore. Too bad.
Jackson.
Changing my name. Yak Jackson. You don't like it? Go to the Yak Free Radio instead. That is fine. Scoopla on the way. This woman, she can only eat one food. So her entire life is one food. It's so weird, this story, because it's not that she's a picky eater. She's only able to eat one food because of a very bizarre condition. What is that food? I'll explain. And what would your food be if you could only have one? Mm. We'll explain that. It's your thing in the morning. Sometimes it's important as a community to just stop what you're doing and all come together and get to the bottom of this yak. You got to figure it out.
Breaking news.
There's a yak on the loose. I'm sorry, I put like one finger on here. Hello! Hey, they send reporters to go stand around by hurricanes. Like, well, it's a little bit windy here, as you can see.
Well, they should have someone find the yak and just stand there. Because they can't really capture the yak.
You can't corral a yak.
Yes. And you just got to sit there and report about it.
And yaks are supposed to be domesticated. This one, this is not a domesticated yak.
Or at least it's a yak that refuses to be domesticated.
Exactly.
You ain't going to keep me in no box.
No.
He says, I'm not going back there. But Meteor, the yak?
Uh-huh.
Do yaks have any kind of closing speed? I mean, these are fair questions.
Well, I
don't know. If you're just tuning in, we are, in fact, talking about a yak.
Mm-hmm.
This is K92 Radio, Roanoke, Virginia, United States of America. This is not, L27 Nepal Radio.
No, this is real breaking news.
Giving you the Mount Everest report.
It made national news. So we're national news for this yak.
And I would just like to applaud everyone, without being asked, have decided to text in ridiculous yak puns.
I love them.
Oh, my God.
They're so funny.
They're talking about, we have this story, this woman, she can only eat one food. Maurice has texted in that it's yakaroni.
Oh,
he says it's in honor of the person who doesn't want to hear any more about the yak.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
To which we have a text to that person. I'm going to start a beef right here.
Uh-oh.
To the person complaining about the yak, I can only imagine that their mother made subpar cookies as they were growing up, which inevitably led to a disappointing life, so much so that they now complain about yak on the radio. Thank you for keeping us entertained.
Man.
Wow, you did start a beef.
That's fine. No, we started a yak.
Yep.
I am going to wear out that rim shot today.
Just so you know, a yak can run up to 25 miles per hour.
All right. That's decent.
Right. Just throwing some facts out there for you. Yak facts.
That's good to know.
Thank you for the yak facts. Adam Huff has texted in 52353. He would like, instead of life hacks today, that we do life yaks.
Okay.
Told you, I'm gonna wear that out by the end of the day. Shout out to Mike. He thinks yak is the new mystery Oreo flavor.
Let's get this Oreo money.
Yaks have pink milk. I knew that. Mm-hmm. And the question becomes, what does it taste like? Someone is wondering if maybe it's strawberry milk. We do have somebody who texted in and has tasted yak milk. See, this is why you tap into your community. And this person says yak milk tastes horrible.
Oh.
They used to have a yak when they were a kid in Christiansburg.
What?
So are you like a yak whisperer? Could you speak to the yak that's on the run?
Why?
Because you grew up with a yak?
If they had a chicken farm, there wouldn't be a chicken whisperer.
Maybe.
Some people feel like they
got
connect.
A special click, 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 click.
You know, with the
yes.
Oh, no, that would be for the chicken.
For
this
chicken.
Come on, Meteor. Yakety yak. Oh, my God. Let's see. Ace in Newport. How many tacks could a yak stack if a yak could stack tacks?
Mm.
Gonna rock and roll.
Don't talk back.
We're pretty much throwing everything out the window today. I've decided that if you're weird and you want to come on the radio, we'll just talk to weird people. So Cheyenne, good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
All right, so Cheyenne is currently our weirdest person listening that's not Monica. Remember, Monica's always the bar.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She started the day today because her, what was it, her cheat meal.
Yes.
Cheat meal.
Mm-hmm.
Collard greens.
They were good collard greens.
Now, we learned, Cheyenne, where do you live?
Franklin County.
Okay, so Cheyenne in Franklin County, she has an unusual hobby, which is what?
I collect plants and leaves and journal about them.
So you journal about leaves.
That she randomly finds.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a leaf that's more exciting than another leaf? Are you really excited to journal about particular leaves?
No, not really. I just really like plants, so I like learning about them.
Okay.
So.
And do you read your leaf journal entries to other people for, say, bedtime stories or lullabies or anything like that?
Do what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah, it is. It's just, it's her own personal leaf journal. She uses it for herself. But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, Cheyenne, put me down. I'm going to pre-order when you publish Cheyenne's Book of Leaves. I'm going to buy the first copy. I want it to be autographed, okay?
I got it.
All right, fantastic. Cheyenne's Book of Leaves. She is currently the weirdest listener. She is publishing a book about leaves.
All right.
And if she wasn't yesterday, she is today.
Yeah, she is.
We'll get to the story of the person can only eat one thing, but I'm out of time right now because we're just talking about yaks.
Yak news.
And if you don't like it, too bad. I promise you there's somebody else who's not talking about yaks right now. But this will be the one day in our entire career where we're able to.
Yes.
And if you see the yak, it's in Nelson County. Feel free to text in 52353. Mm-hmm. Let us know first, then let police know.
Yes.
You do that one right after the other. It's fine.
That's all we ask.
Yeah. Because I don't believe this yak is armed and dangerous. It's just.
I don't know, though.
It's just, it is
a
yak.
It can spit at you.
Do yaks spit?
Yes.
They do. Okay. Oh, man. We're getting yak facts now. This is very exciting. We do have a brand new anger diary on the way. $5,000 in the secret sound, too. We'll maybe play Hot Potato. I'll give you that story of the woman can only eat anything. We'll do that one next.
Go together.
Text 52353. This one comes from Brenton Lynchburg. It says, to the person who doesn't want to hear any more yak puns, he needs to take a step yak. Hey, Antoine. What's a yak's favorite cocktail?
What?
Yak and Coke. And shout out to the person who sent this one. I know I'd say it's going downhill, but I believe we're in the valley already.
Yeah.
What do you call an ox that has gone gluten-free, Monica?
What's that?
Celiac.
Yup.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Preston, I'm already thinking to myself, okay, which song is it that we play that would be best turned into a yak song? Got to start thinking about that.
Probably a Post Malone song.
Is it?
Some sort.
Wow.
Yak. Yeah. No, I don't know. Yak. No, I don't think that flows. I'm not sure what it is yet. I keep looking at every single song. I'm like, Old Town Road. No, I don't think it's that one.
Mm-mm.
Gotta move on to the next one. Okay, one food your entire life as you tune into the K92 Morning Thang this morning. Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, Yak Jackson in the house. This woman has survived her entire life on cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches. That's
cheese
it.
Sandwiches. And it's unfortunate for her because she doesn't want just cheese sandwiches. You know, you do get some picky eaters, but we had that kid that went blind because he ate nothing but Pringles
the
other day. April is 29 years old and has only eaten cheese sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She has a severe condition that causes her to have a panic attack every time she tries to eat something other than a cheese sandwich because she thinks she's going to choke.
What? So did she have like an experience like as a kid or something?
I don't know. She says, the fear of choking and experiencing a different texture of food scares me. She's tried pea-sized portions of things like rice or pasta or vegetables, and she gags and she can't swallow it.
Ooh.
Wow.
I know.
Oh,
let's see.
Gosh.
She can sometimes stomach basic sliced cheese or a few Pringles on special occasions. Doctors tell her she's otherwise healthy. She insists she gets all the vitamins she needs from orange juice. She drinks 3 cartons of orange juice a day.
Goodness.
And but she says she's bored of cheese sandwiches. She doesn't want to eat them
I bet
the rest
she is.
Of her life.
Applesauce. Applesauce goes down.
No, it does. She does. She can't do applesauce.
I'm saying maybe she can move on to applesauce.
I imagine she's tried most everything.
Has she tried applesauce?
Yes, I have. I don't have her for an interview. I don't know. You want to call April? Where's she? Does she live in England? She probably does. All the good stories come out of England. One food your entire life.
Ooh.
So what do you think? Actually, it was fun. I had this conversation with my dad the other day. He asked me. He was like, one food.
One food. What
for
would it
be? The rest of your life.
Yeah,
what would it be?
Probably steak, like a ribeye.
Okay. And we also decided that you can't just say pizza for this conversation because there are so many different varieties of pizza. So you have to specify pepperoni pizza. If you're going to say pizza, which is fine, you have to say pepperoni pizza. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you could, it's taco. I can put anything in a taco. No, you only get fish tacos if that's what you want.
Oh, that makes it a little bit more difficult.
Happy Taco Tuesday, by the way. All right, so one food. You say ribeye? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I was landing. It was that or chicken wings to me. Because I never seem to get sick of the flavor of chicken wings more than any other food.
But with a ribeye.
But a ribeye, yeah.
I'm thinking either chicken wings or baked spaghetti.
Baked spaghetti?
Yeah.
Interesting.
When you just said that you seem to never get tired of it.
Uh-huh.
I've never gotten tired of baked spaghetti either.
I haven't either, but I've had it four times in my entire life.
I know,
life,
it's not something I really,
I love baked spaghetti. As a kid, that was my favorite.
Yeah. Is that why?
What?
Lady and the Tramp.
That's exactly why.
Yeah,
he loved
that was not baked. He was that kid. He was that kid at the lunch table. Yep. Let's share a noodle.
Antoine was, he was pushing his meatball over to random people. Had to go to the principal's office.
I'm just walking around with the noodle hanging out my mouth.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Like, oh, God, that noodle kid is coming again.
I was cool in school, guys. Shut up.
Sure. Yeah, because your mom said so.
Yes.
$5,000 in the secret sound. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92. There are now several yak-related guesses on the secret sound. Will that be the thing that unlocks it for you? I know. What's the yak-related song? We do have the suggestion of take my yak down an old Tibet road.
That's Flo.
No, I tried. Let's see. Sarah in Christiansburg. She's bringing sexy yak. Oh, I don't know. Sexy yak. I like that one. Let's see. Michelle in Forest. Yak in black.
You want to do some rock?
Yeah, we can go be on John Boy and Billy's show. This person, Michael Jackson, I Want You Yak, which I don't have, but I do have this.
That's what I thought of when I read that one. That's what they're saying is they're dropping out treats.
Meteor, we need you. Come here. Oh, we'll have to be a listener. What's up, Meteor? We need you. We miss you. I want to say come on over because it'll be safe over here, but we have also discussed wanting to taste the yak.
I know.
It will not be safe for you.
It's not safe. Sorry. The yak knows it, though.
Yeah.
The yak says, I'm in the mountains high now because I know it's not safe.
He ain't coming back.
No. Yak. It's not safe.
So that's a yak facts. Oh, and as someone has suggested, it's Yakko Tuesday as well. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a stretch, but it's okay. We're talking about foods. One food the rest of your life. This person wants honey barbecue chicken, P.F. Chang's lettuce rolls. That's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They also say crab rangoon, which have you ever had crab
is that
rangoon?
From, like, cream
I have
cheese?
Not.
And stuff.
It is.
Yeah, I've had that then.
So it's crab, and then it's got cream cheese, so kind of a cream cheese and crab filling in a wonton.
Or is
it's
it crab?
It's so rich is the thing. I think one day of eating crab rangoon, and you think, I have made a very bad decision.
Is that like creaminess in that imitation crab?
Hopefully, we're going to let you have real crab. If it's one for the rest of your life, you can have that.
Yes,
this person
please.
Wants shake and bake, and I helped. Some mac and cheese to go with it. No, that's two things. You only get one thing.
Yeah.
So now it's shake and bake or mac and cheese. And someone texting at 52353, girlfriend eats spaghetti every day, just the noodles and the sauce. That's it.
Every day.
Okay, so I think this one's in the lead right now.
Yeah. This is a front runner.
Some I Want You Yak. We'll see. This will be hard to put together. Because none of us on this show can actually sing, so that's a problem. See? Trending is next. Quit cuddling your chickens because you're going to get sick. Also, who wants super fast Wi-Fi? I mean,
everyone.
Crazy fast Wi-Fi.
Monica.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. What's the Wi-Fi?
Monica would love to steal your your crazy ass Wi-Fi.
That was all right.
Yes, that's right. It's fine. Today, good morning.
Yes.
It's a birthday scam. It's Santurthay Phillips. The rest of the show. We're going to explain. We'll explain. 3 minutes away in a trending, and then we will do the secret sound right here for $5,000. Thank you to our good people at First Team Nissan New River Valley and First Team Nissan Roanoke. This is America's cash money station. As long as you're in a 100-mile radius of our broadcast, you can listen. We'll see you later. Bye. Your home of all things yak this morning. The K92 Morning Thang. Monica Brooks. Antoine Terrell. Yak Jackson. There's a yak on the loose. And there's the tons of crimes against punlarity being made at 52353. Kat and Huddleston, there is a yak farm in Buckingham County, apparently. And she says it's spectacular.
Okay.
That's a tough one to
well
say.
Played.
Oh, my God. Trying to find the appropriate yak-related song. I Want You, Yak, is the current leader in sync. But I think Mike has texted in, I think, the winner. I'm not sure. Maybe there's other ones. Someone has suggested instead of back that thang up to do back that yak up. But no, it's the other way.
That one works.
It's yak that thang up.
Once you yak that thang up.
He's a big fine. Yeah. Oh, he's a big fine bovine. I don't know.
Ooh,
it might be the yak that thang up.
Yeah.
Because we're the thang, too. So there's that one. Though Mike has suggested Return of the Yak.
Oh, that's a good one.
The yak. If he ever comes back.
Yeah.
Oh, Return of the Yak.
I think that's a song. That's it.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm.
This is okay.
Yeah,
and it's a better song than it too.
Whatever he says, you can say, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
That's the yak say, I'm not doing that.
Really, the question becomes, how do we figure out how to get out of all of our other work responsibilities for today so we can put together these yak-related anthems instead? Because I'm just going to have to cancel a bunch of meetings. Aw, I'm so sad.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Obviously, I mean, the yak is number one trending, but far and away. But we'll do these other three to give you a little picture of what is going on in the rest of the world. Animal-related, you got to quit cuddling your chickens, people. They're giving you salmonella.
Well, yeah. I'm like, they think that's a given. Do you have to tell people, really, to not cuddle your
chickens? No, I think you do, because this surprises me. So this is coming right out of the CDC. They're saying there's a salmonella outbreak right now. We've had more than 1,000 people in 49 states, so pretty much everywhere. And one of the main reasons people get salmonella is from contact with their chickens or ducklings that they keep as pets. You know, a lot of people have chickens in their backyards and everything. And there are people, they're their pets. So they like to pick them up and
give them kisses,
pet them and everything. But yeah, I didn't really know that a live chicken is sort of the same treatment as a raw chicken.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same. It says keep your chickens dry because if they get wet, you get salmonella. And I didn't realize that. I thought it was something that happened after they had become circle of life in the food process before you cooked them. That's where salmonella came from. So I do think it's worth pointing out that
don't cuddle.
Yeah,
they're very cute.
Yeah,
sometimes
don't cuddle your chicken. Cuddle. Here's about look, Clucky. We're just friends. I'm sorry. That's as far as it goes here. That's all we get. All my buttons are yak related. I got to change them.
Number two.
Who wants fast Wi-Fi?
I do.
Everyone.
Who wants extremely fast Wi-Fi?
Who doesn't?
Everybody.
Yes, please.
And Monica loves to steal Wi-Fi, so she'll be more than happy if you're the person who gets the new Wi-Fi first, and she will say,
what's your Wi-Fi?
What's your Wi-Fi?
Hey, what's your Wi-Fi? What's going on? How are you doing? What's your Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi 6 is coming. Have you followed any of this?
No, I have not.
Okay, and this is, I try to decipher it so you don't have to listen to nerd speak about all of these things, but it is really cool, is there is a Wi-Fi Alliance that's actually a group of people. Believe it or not, there's an emoji one, too. There's a group of people that get together to discuss what are the next emojis going to be.
Okay.
And this is the same with Wi-Fi. So Wi-Fi 6 certifications have now started rolling out. The new iPhone has Wi-Fi 6 capabilities on it. It will not really change anything right this second, but it's sort of like when things go from 3G to 4G to 5G and things like that, is as all of the infrastructure starts catching up, which is exactly what's going to happen as soon as you get a Wi-Fi 6 router, all of those things. They are saying speeds that could be 1,000% faster.
I'll take it. Yay.
Wow.
Yep. That would be lovely.
Your screen will load before you...
You haven't even clicked
on
it
website.
Yet.
I know.
Yep. You just thought about a website and it's already loaded. Yeah. So it is coming. I mean, think about it right now. The fastest internet packages you get are 100 Mbps or 200 Mbps. These are going to be 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000 that we're talking about. So that is very exciting, especially as we start streaming more things and all that.
Number one.
Number one trending, long movies.
Okay.
This is a growing trend in Hollywood, and I find it interesting and actually kind of refreshing because so many other things in our world right now are trending in the exact opposite direction. Everything is getting shorter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we play 5 million songs a morning now because they're all 2 minutes long.
Yep.
Songs used to be 4 minutes. Pretty much all of them are 4 minutes. Now they are somewhere between 2 and 2.5 minutes. So we're essentially playing twice as many songs because we have no attention span for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we need lettuce in a bag. We're always in a hurry. So the fact that movies are going in the complete opposite direction, I find interesting and kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I think it's good too because movies are expensive. So you want to also
true. Yeah, you're paying paying $20 to go. I want my $20 worth.
That's right.
So 10 years ago, the top 10 movies of the summer averaged 116 minutes. This year it was 125 minutes, which is a big difference.
Yes.
When you average out all the movies, especially when kids movies are still 12 minutes long. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that brings it up. But the new It movie, would you say 2.5 hours,
it was
Antoine?
2.5 hours that I sat in there.
The Avengers movie, what was that one? 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a new you'll hear a lot of buzz in the next month or two on this Netflix Martin Scorsese movie that's coming out because Netflix is doing a huge push. They want to try to win an Oscar. It's called The Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 hours, Monica.
Whoa.
Three and a half.
But if it's good.
Then it's great.
Then that's great.
The longest running Oscar nominated movie is The Wolf of Wall Street, which is 3 hours.
Yep.
And I love that movie.
Yeah.
So,
another half hour, just Leo DiCaprio doing drugs and cussing. That's fine. Oh, yeah. We're good with that. Brand new Anger Diary is on the way, but we need to give you money right now. $5,000 in the secret sound. Here we go.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
WXLK Roanoke, that's the radio frequency. This, my friends, is the phone number, 540-774-9236. Caller 19, tell me what that sound was. $5,000 is yours, and you get it from First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke, and K92. Some of you may not know this, but Monica Brooks has an amazing gift.
Oh.
Not every talent is being able to throw a football 75 yards.
Right.
Or being able to dunk a basketball. Some of them are like this, and you're able to do animal impressions on the fly that are totally ridiculous. I mean, if you missed this the other day, we were throwing them out to Monica, and she was nailing every single one of them. Squirrel with rabies.
Ah!
Two chickens fighting over a lover.
That's it.
What? I don't know what happened.
Two chickens and over a lover.
You asked.
I know.
It's your fault.
Yeah, there's feathers and stuff, and that's the skin. And you know.
How about a horny giraffe?
They got a long neck.
I got
favorite. It takes a long time for the sound to come out.
I got one. I got one. A cheetah's driving and miss an exit.
Oh, the exit!
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Scottish cheetah, Antoine. Don't you know? Oh my God! My kilt and my exit! She's a pro. Trained professional. Gift from God.
Yes.
So we have a request. Text 52353. They want to know, what is the sound? We need the sound of a yak on the loose. Because there is a yak on the loose. Nelson County.
Mm-hmm.
You are not high this morning. Well, maybe you are, but there is also a yak in Nelson County, which is fun. We're not high.
No, I told you this morning. It's breaking news. It's national news.
Yep. Okay, so what? It's because people don't really know what to look for or what to listen for because we don't have yaks around here. So as best we can tell, it's a cow that is put on a bunch of hair.
Yes.
So it's a cow that needs a shave. It's a very hairy, bohemian-looking cow. But what does it sound like? What does a yak on the loose sound like, Monica? Loose.
A yak on the run.
Because he's sort of out of breath.
Yeah, he's out of breath.
Yeah, that's right. He's on the run.
And then he stops and he eats grass.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And yes, he gets some moisture.
Holy crap. How far is it to Nepal? I don't even know.
And then there's dew on the grass. So he has to eat a little bit of
grass.
Fair
enough. Yeah, I think you've done a fantastic job right there. Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone who's been texting in ridiculous yak puns and yak-related songs. This person says, oh, my God, I can't stop. Love Yak by the B-52s. This, another one. I love this song. I wish it was more popular. Antoine, you probably don't even know Cher Lloyd.
I do not.
No, you don't want you back? Want you yak?
Yeah. Na 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 na.
This is one from the K92 vaults, man. Anyway, that's Want You Back. Brand new Anger Diary is now as we hunt down yak-related anthems. We do have a Let's Be Honest on the way. She has issues with the mom circle, which is the mom circles can be very judgmental and stressful. Monica, I watch it with my wife. They get all wrapped up in their circles
that
and everything.
Easily,
and I sit there on the outside and I try to be helpful, but I always want to say, y'all, it's just being ridiculous. Like, what is going on, mom circle? Anger Diary right now. I'm taking a break.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, I'm taking a break from social media. This might be the single most untrue and unnecessary statement anyone has ever made. Because one, it's not true. Anybody who says, I'm taking a break from all the drama of social media, that is the person who is causing all of the drama on social media. And even if they tell you that they hate it, that's a lie too. They love it. They live for the drama. Because, number two, if you truly did want to end drama, you'd never say this statement in the first place. People who truly don't like drama don't talk about drama because that alone is drama. If you really wanted to leave, you'd just leave. Nobody ever declares, hey, everybody, I'm going to disappear and hide from the law. Well, the people that get caught might, but no halfway decent fugitive would ever say that. And you know what else these people do? They still check social media.
Hey, just logging on to let everybody know that I'm still taking a break from social media.
No, it does not work that way. Alcoholics don't meet you out for a cocktail to let you know that they still ain't drinking. You broke the seal, your streak is over, and furthermore, you never left. You probably just went camping for a couple days and didn't have cell phone access anyway. You want to leave? Fine, then just leave. We don't need to hear about it. And if you actually wanted to leave, that's what you'd be going for anyway. Okay, moving on, diary. You know me. I like rules, but good rules, actual rules that help keep people in line, prevent stupid people from having too much responsibility. That said, we have way too many useless rules, rules that don't really accomplish anything. And furthermore, we have people that actually make it their life's goal to uphold these useless rules. I was at the airport this past weekend, so I do what everybody does when they fly. Look like an idiot who has to take half the clothes off to go through security. Now, to be clear, these are rules I'm okay with. Am I mad that one shoe bomber has inconvenienced the rest of humanity for an eternity by having to take their shoes off at the airport? Yes. Yes, I am. At the same time, if that's what keeps me safe, so be it. If I gotta take my pants off, put my thumb up my butt, and sing Yankee Doodle Dandy to guarantee that no terrorists are on my plane, fine. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. At the same time, when I unload all of my belongings and I put them in three giant plastic bins, what I don't need is a TSA agent who says, sir, you need to put your keys and wallet and phone in a smaller white bin instead of that slightly larger gray bin. Oh, so the magical tiny white bin somehow helps get my wallet through security better than the somewhat larger gray bin? What are we doing here? Why are we wasting our time with this? And why does this person care at all? It's what I ask myself when I gotta deal with government employees who harp on paperwork all day.
Well, sir, this is Form 27B, and then you need to fill out the supplement Form 27C that has all the exact same information on it, but has a different label at the top.
Do you even like yourself when you go home at night? What do you do on the weekends? Measure the length of people's lawns to make sure they fit into the regulations of the homeowners associations? Actually, that's probably exactly what they do. Because they love useless rules. Here's a crazy idea. Try fun sometime. Because it's actually fun. And you never know. You could even like it once or twice. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
Oh, man. I am changing stuff on the fly here on the K92 Morning Thing. Because if you missed it, there's a yak on the loose. And we are supposed to play the backwards game today at 8:10.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love the backwards game. It's fun. It's new. We try to talk backwards and everything. We can't play today. We have to play the yakwards game.
Oh,
so I've at
no.
least I've changed one of them. Let me say this. I just ran in the other room.
Escaped yak.
Escaped yak. Uh-huh. So Antoine and Monica will have to try to say that backwards. And then we flip it back around. Because this is what.
Hey. Speaks.
Okay, so that'll be later. That's 8:10. They're going to try to say escaped yak.
Escaped yak.
As part of the Yakwards game here on the K92 Morning Thing. Your yak headquarters. patent pending, but I just don't think anyone else is trying to become the yak headquarters. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got this one. Let's be honest now. The mom circle is taken over.
sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Her name is anonymous. You don't want a real name, so we'll call her Not Pam. We'll pretend she's on The Office. Not Pam, not Pam. And not Jim are having all sorts of issues. Good morning, Not Pam.
Good morning.
So we hear, is there trouble in the mom circle?
Yes, yeah. So I'm a new mom, and things have been kind of rough.
Okay, so now let's fill it in. New mom, how old is this, the child of yours? I almost said this kid. How old's this kid? You can tell I'm not a new parent anymore.
He's 6 months old.
Okay, all right, which is cool. And you say you're struggling, why?
Well, adjusting to no sleep and, cranky little one and, just a new life in general. Mm-hmm. It's great and it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah. I mean, it's so, your world is rocked. I've always said it before, as people go into the new life moments and everything. To me, marriage changed nothing. You change your name on a piece of paper. You change some tax codes. But in a lot of ways, your relationship is still your relationship. Children change absolutely everything.
Oh,
the whoever Not Pam was before, that person is dead. And you move on to new Not Pam. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just your life is completely different. It is.
Yes. You have different worries. Yeah.
So, okay. Continue. So what's going on?
So I joined a mom circle, which is really just a group of women from my church that also have young children.
Okay.
And
I know the mom circle sounds like they all stand around and they gang up on you, like, all right, throw her in the middle. It's like Fight Club, but for moms.
Well, yeah. So, we meet up for play groups and talk. And when we were talking, I told them that sometimes I let my six-month-old cry a little bit, and they pretty much scolded me for not holding her immediately.
But that's a thing. I mean, there are people, that's a method. Kreienstein or whoever it is.
Right. My mom suggested it to me. So, and I also feed her dog food, which they did not like.
Did you say
they
feed her dog food? Because that's what it sounded like.
Jar food.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I thought I heard dog too.
I heard dog food.
I mean, I don't know why they're judging for dog food.
That blue buffalo looks pretty good, I gotta say. So you're being judged because you're not making your own baby food.
Right.
Oh
my God. They have food processors and they make their own food and they're just so freaking judgmental and I'm just wondering if I'm actually doing something wrong.
Okay. I will tell you right now, you are not.
Mm-mm.
Because I don't know what it is about this whole circle. This is the judgy generation is what we have now.
Noah's perfect.
Who cares?
It's not their business.
And I promise you right now, without even knowing these people, you know what they all are? Unhappy. They're unhappy people. There's something at home. Their husband is not paying attention to them, or they're just sad, or they're drinking too much wine, or whatever it is. And that's why they start passing judgment on everybody else. Yeah, it's the judgy thing.
I can definitely confirm that. And I guess I'm just a little lost because my real friends don't have kids yet. Like I said, I have my mom's support, but that's my mom, I'm 26.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's build you a new mom circle. Let's get some people in here. You can have a new mom circle. Forget this other circle. Yeah. It's more of an oval anyway. I don't even like it. 52353. You can also call in at 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. I think what might be helpful is people sharing how they got judged by these.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Vicious mommies.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's, you know what you do? You brush
leave
it
the
off.
Circle.
You leave the circle.
Leave the circle.
Exactly. But let's see if we can help you out and maybe get you some inspiration, because I'm going to tell you right now, you're doing nothing wrong.
Mm-mm.
And it is hard, and I didn't realize it until later. It's very hard being the first person in a circle of friends that has kids, because I was not that person. But the people that were, we stopped being friends with them. We kind of didn't hang out with, they're lame now, and blah, why can't they just take their kid? And then I realized later how stupid we were once we actually had children. So hang on, Not Pam. We'll see if we can help you out. Band together. Let's get her a new circle. She needs a new mom circle. That's next.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Not Pam's getting judged.
Mm-hmm.
She's trapped in a vicious mom circle.
It's easy to judge someone, though. And people doing that.
Not Pam is also... Welcome back, Not Pam. Hi.
Hi.
You have the added layer, too, of being the first person in your circle of friends to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Monica, you were saying you lost friends.
I did lose some friends. I mean, I was 22. 23, you know, and I was the first in my group of friends. And they were like, let's go hang out. And I'm like, I can't because I created a life now.
I have
a life I need to be in with my baby.
And when you don't have kids, it's just not even on your radar. You think, oh, it's no big deal. What? You just bring the kid or get a sitter or all those
things. I had one friend that straight up, I said, she said, hey, girl, let's go out. And I said, well, I have some exciting news. I'm pregnant. She said, oh, and hung up on me. I haven't talked to her since.
What?
Yeah. Like, I remember that. She hung up. I have not seen her, have not heard from her.
But she's like, well,
I don't know where she went to. I don't know.
See? We no longer have anything in common.
That was it. Like, she straight up just.
Wow. Not Pam. At least when you hear that, you think, okay, well, my evil friends aren't that bad, at least.
Yeah.
Judged for serving, oh my God, jarred baby food to your child. Oh, heavens to Betsy, you don't make your own, which is totally overrated. And those baby food makers are such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It's you know what it is? It's Play-Doh for new moms. And it's as annoying as Play-Doh because everything gets stuck and dried and horrible inside. So we're trying to help out, not Pam. Let's get Courtney in here. Hi, Courtney.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Courtney?
You know, she sounds super sweet, but I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
My daughter's 8. I've been dealing with a judgy mom for 8 years now.
Yeah.
It never gets better. It just gets worse.
I know. Yeah, judgy moms, it goes away from when you have a baby, you have these things like mommy's day out and play groups and everything.
Yeah, yep.
Then these judgy people are given a title. It's called PTA. That's where they end up at school. You got to deal with them all the time. But, you know, here's the difference, Courtney, because it stays. It's always tough because there's always judgmental people, which, again, I'm telling you, they're just unhappy people that are pointing out faults of everybody
most
else.
Of the time, yes.
What you have is a support staff. When you've gotten to 8 years old, you have your friends. You have your people. Right, Courtney?
Yeah, I have my tribe.
Right. Exactly. Well, not Pam has no tribe. She's a woman without a tribe.
Actually, she'll get there, but she's going to get there.
She's trapped in another tribe. That's the problem, and she wants to get out of it. Let's get Kara in here. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
All right, what's on your mind, Kara?
Ron, not Pam.
Yeah.
They're not nice.
They're not, but
they're
again.
They're going to shame you for everything.
Where does she run? That's the question. She's like, I don't know, just run away.
Well, but there's groups, like, there's groups online. There's mommy blogs and circles and stuff. There's a community.
It is.
You know, there's even a baby center.
Yeah.
You know,
what you have to know, not Pam, is you are doing absolutely nothing wrong.
I appreciate that.
And everybody does things differently. Some people want to do jarred food.
Yeah.
Some people want to do homemade food. Some people want to do dog food, as we were talking. Whatever. You know, as long as the child is not being harmed and is being raised with love.
It's not your business.
And you are doing your best. Exactly. It's not your business. Here's somebody. They got judged for giving my babies pureed bananas. They were 4 months old, and I posted a video on Facebook, and several people I thought were friends scolded me publicly.
Whoa.
I deleted them as friends because I'm not going to have someone else tell me how to parent. I know.
Did you delete them out of your life?
I would.
Who does that?
Well, who cares?
She deleted them off Facebook, so obviously.
Well, that counts as life.
That's real life right there.
Facebook is life. That's right. Not Pam. We got your back. We'll start the circle, even though none of us really want to be around babies right now. So. We'll be there in spirit and we will help. But yeah, just I think once you start breaking through and you find that first couple of friends, you start building your own tribe, you'll feel, you know, it'll get a lot easier with that. But just know you ain't doing anything wrong. So if you're trapped in this mom circle, get out of it. There's plenty of other ones and you can find one that better suits you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, guys.
You're really very welcome. It. Certainly keep us posted on everything. Blow Your Mind is next. She makes $100,000 a year on the internet because she has a giant blank. What is it next? You might have a body part that could earn you money. This woman is making $100,000 a year because of her giant blank. We explain right now.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I got a bunch of different stories. Take a little something out of the headline. See, coming up, we got weird candy canes for Christmas. Someone who has an unusual emotional support animal. What is the animal? But first, she makes $100,000 a year on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
She's an influencer.
Okay. So, you
know, she's got Instagram followers and whatever.
Yes. Social media.
Yes. And it's all because she has blank. A third nostril. A giant
what?
Tongue or tiny hands?
Probably tiny hands.
Tiny hands.
I'm going with the tongue.
You're going with the tongue. Antoine.
Correct.
Let me show you her very long tongue.
Oh,
wow.
It's long and curvy and pointy and almost sort of snake-like right
it
here.
Is.
She was okay. She was born with it.
She just got a long tongue. How else would you acquire this
People
long
have
tongue,
plastic
Monica?
Surgery and stuff. Did she get a tongue implant or something added to
there
her tongue?
There is no way there's a tongue implant.
I don't
implant.
Know.
No,
I
you
just,
do know.
I don't
you know,
know
there's no way there's a tongue implant.
Now
well,
I have to Google.
Can someone get a tongue extension? Now, I'm sure there's a tongue implant. You know, if medically something happened to your tongue, they'd try to put another one in there. But I don't believe you can get a tongue extension.
Watch
and if you, and if
online.
You can, between tongue extensions and missing yaks, I'm done. I'm done.
What is the world coming
there's
to?
There's nothing else to talk about anymore.
That will be something.
So $100,000 a year. Her name is Michaela Saravia, an abnormally long tongue. Last year, she made $50,000, but she's already doubled the amount. She's taken in more this year. 21 years old. Her tongue is 6.5 inches long. 2 million users. And she does ads and monetizes her YouTube and her app. She also sells merch on a website. And when she shares a photo or video of herself, she makes roughly $900 to $3,000 a post.
Good gosh. Good for her.
Oh, you can get branded pop sockets. So if you want some,
carry it
around on your phone.
No, thank you.
Okay, next story. New blank flavored candy canes this Halloween. Unless you found something about tongue extensions.
I did not.
Okay,
I
good.
Did not.
Thank God. All right, there are brand new blank flavored candy canes this Halloween. Is it A, kale, B, pizza, or C, ham?
I'm going
for Halloween.
I'm going kale.
You're going kale.
Yeah.
People will be on the
healthy
kinda, even though it's a candy cane.
You think it's kale? Well, I'm here to let you know that actually all of them are true.
Correct!
Kale, pizza, and ham are all available. Archie McPhee is the company. They do a bunch of weird candies. If you ever want bacon candy for something, you can always go to that website. And they are releasing 3 different candy canes this Christmas. Ham, pizza, and kale. Mm. If you have to eat one of them, which is it?
Pizza.
See, I don't think the pizza one, I know you like
savory,
pizza,
maybe,
but there's just something weird about the tomato sauce flavor when it's taken away from pizza.
Yeah, but no.
I think it's kale. I bet kale's the best tasting one of the three.
I would say that ham was probably the worst.
Probably.
I was thinking ham was the worst.
Yeah, I'd agree with that logic. Final story. Here we go. First secret sound clue of the day is at 8:30. Also, I have a special update in Trumpet Tuesdays. This is something that we've talked about on the Thang for several years. There's an update. I'll remind you of the $80 pony. I have a pony update. That's at 8:30. This woman is fighting to keep her 3 emotional support blanks. Are they monkeys? Are they B, ferrets? Or are they C, possums?
Monkeys. I'm going monkeys.
You say possum? Yeah. God, Monica, I wish you were correct, but Antoine is in fact...
Correct.
Yes. Monkeys.
Emotional support monkey. She's fighting to try to keep them because the neighborhood is not for them.
They are not dangerous animals.
Oh, whatever.
They are trained. They assist me. I have PTSD because of something that happened to me. A very bad thing that happened to me a long time ago.
The question really is, what size are these monkeys?
Yeah.
And that I don't have the answer to. Because if they're bigger monkeys... Remember the pet monkey that ate the woman's face?
Uh-huh.
Right. They're wild animals. They're cuckoo. If it's Marcel from Friends, all right, fine.
Maybe it's okay.
And just let her have her monkey. Unless she's letting them be outdoor monkeys, like outdoor cats. If they're roaming the neighborhood and they're flinging poo at your house, then no, you
can't. That's a
no-go. Yeah, it's an indoor monkey, then it's fine. So, secret sound clue on the way, as well as the backwards game, which will be transformed into the yakwards game. In honor of the missing yak running around Nelson County. That is at 8:10 here on the Thang.
More Thang next on K92.
Now, I love this because there's all these people texting into 52353 because if you missed it, we had Not Pam. She's the first of her friend group to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So she sort of has to find a new path. The old friends you have,
they're still there.
They'll come, and a lot of them do come back after they have children and they realize the new changes and everything. But she's trying to find a mom circle. She's trapped in a horrible one. And all of these people are texting in 52353, trying to make a new circle. They're inviting Pam into the tribe. This person was in law school with the son, 10 months old, and she needs a tribe. And also she says, I named him a very unique name, and my parents even scolded me.
Oh.
What's the name?
Gobble.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Danger. Well, one of the UFC fighters named his son Danger.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's his real name.
Yeah.
Danger Jones. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Yak Jackson today, so there's that. So 52353. She's welcome Thursday evenings to join my women's group. We have kids. Come with us, and we are all screw-ups. LOL. Give
her this number. K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Tell me how you feel about this. Kanye West, he's working on new music with Kenny G.
Ooh, Kenny G.
I think you like it, right?
You know what? I need a good nap.
Oh!
It sounds like good nap music.
With Kanye?
With new Kanye.
New Kanye. Oh, my goodness.
Do I have any Kenny G? I should have been prepared for this. Sorry. I've got so much yak music that I've had to deal with today. Kenny G, the saxophone guy. Now, Kenny and Kanye, they have a relationship
already.
They
do. They have a friendship.
They've already met and done things together.
Didn't he make Kenny G jump out of a piece of furniture or something?
Well, he made him perform for Kim's birthday party, and he had roses in the room. And Kenny G in the corner playing his
birthday party.
Yes.
And I feel like it was only Kenny G there.
It was only Kenny G and surrounded by roses.
Yeah.
I have this. Some Kenny G. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It's going to be a little sax.
Maybe it's a Christmas album.
Come on. Give me some sax, Kenny. I need your sax. Where is it? Oh, God.
We fell asleep right
there.
All
right, I'm with Antoine. This new album's going to be terrible. That's bad. The only sax we want around here is Yakety Sax. This one.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Kenny G needs to do this.
I hope the album's called NyQuil.
NyQuil.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe.
Scissorp by Kanye West.
So Dance with the Stars, Christy Brinkley, the model.
Poor thing.
Yeah, she's out because she broke her arm.
Here's the moment she broke her arm.
I think I broke my arm. I swear to God.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
There's controversy.
Can we get somebody here, please? Can we get some
ice? It was actually, the doctor said, one of the worst breaks he's ever seen.
Ow.
I broke both bones. They had to cut it open, put a metal plate in and some screws. Oh. So I'm a bionic woman now.
Okay. She doesn't have to talk like that. I'm a bionic woman.
She has, okay, but she has when a very so old lady voice.
What are you talking about? Did she not?
You're so... She's in pain.
She's
probably drugged up.
I'm a bionic woman now.
You are so rude.
But Wendy Williams is accusing her of faking.
Speaking of rude,
Wendy says...
Well, that looked fake as hell. Okay. Let me tell you what I see.
What do you see?
I don't see a wrist and a shoulder being fractured.
Tell them.
But that was real cute. I think what Christy did was she signed up for Dancing with the Stars knowing that she'd put her daughter Sailor in there. Now, you know, Sailor is beautiful.
Yes.
Sailor is a Sports Illustrated model.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not as big as being a Jenner, like a Kendall Jenner.
What's interesting about all of this tea is the minute Wendy starts talking, Monica has to start fanning herself.
I eat it up.
And she's Wendy, soaking in the rudeness.
I would never. And
no,
Wendy Williams, she's besties with Christy. So she does, she's had her on the show and they hang out. So
whatever,
I wonder how,
I
bet you Christy Brinkley was texting her and saying, girl, did you really have to say that?
Why did you have
to
do that?
I'm going.
You know what? Now my voice is automatically sounding like that. I should not.
I hope you.
I forgive.
Maybe I was about to say break your arm, but I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
You don't understand. Christy Brinkley. I mean, she looks awesome.
She does.
She's 65 years old, so she has old lady bones. And she, oh God, she really does have old lady voices.
It was actually, the doctor said, one of the worst breaks he's ever seen.
Ow.
I broke both bones. They had to cut it open.
I mean, it's Betty White's voice.
And some screws, so I'm a bionic woman now.
No, no, she sounds like that all the time.
All the time.
I'm telling you, she really does.
I mean, she looks hot, though.
She does. It's one of those, voice is an interesting thing because you can do plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You can exercise to continue to look a different way. There's really nothing you can do about your voice.
No,
you have an old voice and old bones. She's 65 years old.
That's pretty young. You can have a young. I've heard.
No, she's been in Hollywood. You know what they did in the 70s in Hollywood.
Oh,
she was in Hollywood then. Her bones
are
brittle.
I think you can hear. You can hear young
stop
voices
hating.
Come out of.
Stop hating.
Her bones are dust.
Stop hating.
You are messed up.
You're
there.
Rude to her.
I can't believe you.
You're
I like
rude
this.
To her.
This is fun.
Oh,
the backwards game becomes the yakwards game next. Antoine and Monica will try to say phrases back. Backwards, then we put our thing down, flip it, and reverse it for you and fabulous prizes in 3 minutes. Is there something you just learned
Other people knew it. It was out there. You just learned it. Hmm. People always say, I was today years old when I learned. So when were you today years old? Do you know how cashews grow, Antoine? Monica?
I do not.
Yeah. I'm going to explain. And also, I mean, this is all in honor, I guess, of the fact that I learned there's a yak in the listening area, and it is on the loose. So that is in 10 minutes. You can start texting in now to 52353. Secret sound clue on the way as well. We go backwards.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
As well as the yakwards game. I ran in the other room and I quickly threw in a yak-related one since I found out this morning. I was today years old when I learned that there's yak farms in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And there's yaks being transported in this area, and there is a yak on the loose. It has escaped. We cannot find the yak. Let's say good morning to Heather. Hello, Heather.
Good morning.
All right, Heather, it is Antoine or Monica. Who would you like to play for you today, Heather?
Antoine.
All right, Heather and Antoine. Hang on. That means Samantha, it is you and Monica, okay?
Okay.
All right, fantastic.
It's fine. It's fine.
So I'm going to give you a phrase, then I flip it around. Y'all try to talk the backwards way, and then I put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it, and we see what it sounds like. Are we ready for round one?
Ready.
Antoine, you were selected first. So you will get to go first.
Okay.
Here it is.
Tuesdays suck.
Tuesdays suck. So that is the original phrase. So now what we do is we turn it backward. Okay. Want to hear it again?
Yes, sir.
Screaming going on outside. I don't know what the heck they're doing out there. Okay. All right. I feel like that one's going to be interesting.
That's spot on. I heard it right then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make sure.
I don't even think Monica needs to go.
Oh, you think you're done? You think you've nailed it?
Okay. Yes.
We have gone ahead and we have Antoine's. Okay, I need a new file for Monica because she has to do the same thing. And then I'll listen to both of them and I will decide whose is better. Backward game. All right. Tuesday suck. That's forward. Here it is backward. One more time.
Asiazus.
That is going to be terrible. There is no doubt about that. Oh, man. That one is going to be interesting. Okay. So we go to Antoine first. Let's listen. This is what it really was.
Asiazus.
Okay. Now I'm going to reverse it. I don't know if you should feel great, but you should feel better than whatever it is that Monica was doing. Tuesdays suck is what we're listening for.
Tuesdays suck.
Oh.
Ooh, not bad.
Bad. It wasn't bad.
Your trip to the Middle East helped you out with all the...
Yes.
Okay. Monica. Tuesdays suck.
Asiazus.
Asiago cheese.
I said the same. What are you laughing at? That's the same thing.
Asiago.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
Suzaisa. Oh.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Suzaisa.
Suzaisa. That's it.
I think I have a better Tuesday. I have a better Tuesday.
It's clear, though. Tuesday's up.
It's so very close. It's really a tie here, and this is all just a judgment call. But because I was so shocked by the results,
no!
I'm doing a play to Monica.
Tuesday suck.
This is bull.
Tuesday suck. Don't you worry, Antoine. It'll all come back around.
Jackson
trust me.
Sucks.
Just trust me on this. You just follow my lead, young squire. Really? King Zach will take care of you. Okay. Next round, best of three. Here we go. I'm shocked yours was better than it was. Here we go.
Milky.
So we'll flip milky around. What does it sound like? Monica, one more time.
Oh.
Yeah, this is your
okay,
first.
Yeah.
You're still here playing.
He's one.
You really heard that? He's one? Okay. Hey, I'm not here to judge.
I know that at this point. She's killing it now.
What do I know? Last time I made fun of her and it was perfect. So let's go ahead and
he's one.
We'll file that one away. Let me get a new file for Antoine. Okay. Antoine, you will say milky backward.
He won.
That's what you hear, too. Is that
Yeeklin? Oh, I didn't hear that.
Hey, for the milk.
Probably should, yeah.
You've put Antoine's in.
All right. Monica Brooks.
He's one.
There's an S.
There's a, yeah. Milski. It's Milski. Let's reverse it.
Nosy.
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 Nosy. Nosy.
You did a really good nosy. That's a really bad nosy. Milky. Nosy. Antoine.
Ye one?
I'm not super confident about yours either.
No me.
Help me.
Wow.
No me.
Are you being kidnapped? Are you being held hostage? Blink twice or yes. Okay, just because I want to go to the third round, no matter what, Antoine wins this round. Okay. Congratulations.
Both of ours were terrible.
I told you we'd come back around. Okay, final one in honor of our escaped yak who's been running around Nelson County. This is the Yakwards game.
Escaped yak.
Escaped yak. Let's flip it around backwards.
Hey, speaks it.
What? This one's challenging. Antoine is up first.
Hey. Speaks it.
I'll give it to you one more time.
Please.
Hey, speaks it.
Hi, speaks me.
Hey, you just sneeze. Bless you. Bless you.
I don't know.
You just sneeze right there.
And I'm going to take myself laughing at you off. What was that?
That was a sneeze, bless you.
I don't know what it was.
Yahoo!
Achoo. All right, Monica's final. Monica's judging. She don't know if she's going to be able to do any better. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, speaks it.
One more time.
Hey, speaks it.
I speaks it.
Yeah, I fix it.
Okay. Yeah. Gonna open her own repair shop. Yeah, I fix it. Ah, okay. Antoine first.
Guys, meeks me.
Bless you.
Remember, we're looking for escaped yak and a tissue. If anyone has a tissue available for Antoine, here we go.
Hey, schemes, yak. Hey, schemes, yak.
You got a yak in there at least.
Yeah.
I fix it.
Yeah, I fix it. Yeah. I'm a pirate repairman.
Well,
here we go.
Escapes yacht.
Wow.
Escapes
yacht. Wow.
Escapes yacht.
Escapes yacht.
This one's a shocker. Monica is the winner.
Wow. You killed it.
Thank you. Even my bad ear.
Jeez.
That's the thing right there. Maybe I'm listening out of both ears. I need to listen out of one.
The only one. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Antoine, so take a pencil, stab yourself in one ear, and then you'll be able to win the Yakwards game. Whatever it takes around here. Shocking reverses from Monica. I expected nothing from either of them. Congratulations, Samantha.
Good
Her
job.
Choice on those prizes, Cirque du Soleil, is November at the Berglund Center, and then May 1st, just announced this morning, win it before you can buy it. Lauren Daigle World Tour, Berglund Center, May 1st, 2020. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., laurendaigle.com. Secret Sound Clue is next, as well as What Did You Just Learn? And Trumpet Tuesdays. We'll shout it out next.
Bang. Coming up next on
K92. Your first Secret Sound Clue of the morning is in about 3 minutes. It's right now. But this is a story that is what's 3 years in the making here on the K92 Morning Thing, and I think about 7 years in the making in real life as well. And then, of course, I mess it up here. As we get ready for Trumpet Tuesdays, through the magic of technology, I'll just edit that part out later.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So Trumpet Tuesdays like to shout people out that are doing good things. You want to set the tone. We want to know about what's going on, what's good in this area. A lot of times we get hung up on the negative and you want to have good, positive stories.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to get wrapped up in the negative.
Yep. And this is one that we have been following along for several years now on the show. Monica, you know the story of the $80 pony. Antoine, you don't know the story.
I do not.
The $80 pony is an amazing story. And we're going to have Carol come on and tell the story of the $80 pony. Now, Antoine, who did you want to shout out here as you trumpet your Tuesdays?
The University of Georgia,
okay.
The football team, and their fans.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, University of Georgia, they played Arkansas State this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And the wife of the head coach of Arkansas State, she just recently lost a battle with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And she passed away. She was fighting a battle for 2 years. Georgia's colors are red and black.
Yep.
They had a pink out for the wife of the opposing team coach.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they raised money for breast cancer for the opposing team's head coach's wife, which I thought was absolutely amazing because you don't really get that involved. It's not a rival
they'll never play each other again years down the road. So
as long as you have to remember, yes, there's sports and there's rivalries and, oh, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan. I hate the Redskins or Redskins, Cowboys, whatever. But ultimately, it's just sports.
Yes. Yeah.
So it really should be more of a community of everybody coming together in a sports world to help each other
and
out.
And even the students, they painted their bodies pink and wrote out the words "Remembering Wendy" on it.
That's awesome. Very nice. Yeah. Shout out to them. Let's say good morning to friend of the show, Carol. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
She's officially in my phone as Carol Pony Mom.
Aww.
So when I get my text from Carol and she gives me all the updates, they say Carol Pony Mom. And Carol texted me over the weekend to give me updates. So the $80 pony, Antoine, just to kind of run it down for you. Carol has a daughter named Amanda. And several years ago, now how many years is it now, Carol, since we got this pony?
7 years.
7 years ago.
Okay.
They were at a horse auction.
A stock auction.
Cattle. Yeah. So really what we had here is this horse was kind of there and up for auction and nobody really wanted to buy the horse, right?
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. So essentially, if this horse doesn't get bought, it goes to an unpleasant place. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason in particular about this horse. So tell me about this horse and what makes this horse unique.
So she was born with twisted legs. It's a deformity that's actually quite common with horses. And her back legs twist and her legs don't lay correctly. So when she walks, she's either walking on just the inside of her hoof or the outside of her hoof. In Alice's case, her back legs actually step over each other. So she was born with this deformity, and no one wanted her or thought she was worth anything because of her deformity.
Right.
And we purchased her when she was only 9 months old.
Right. And for some reason, your daughter, who Amanda, just saw something in this horse at the time.
Well, actually, it was my son. He found her, and he said we should get her for Amanda. So we actually surprised Amanda for her 8th birthday.
Yep, 8th birthday.
Pony.
So $80. We buy this pony for $80. Right. And we've talked to Carol over the years, and the reason why she called in a couple years ago to tell us this story was Amanda basically wanted to ride competition with this pony do all the different horse shows. And I am not exaggerating when I say they were laughed at in the beginning.
Correct. They were made fun of. There was so many judges that just looked at Alice and shook their head and said, this pony's not worth anything. There were quite literally other parents laughing at my daughter saying, what are you doing here? This pony, it's ridiculous.
Right. Why bother? And why are you putting in all this work? This pony was kind of a stubborn pony also, but for some reason, your daughter and Alice the pony have had this bond over the years. And the reason why you called in a few years ago was they were competing and they were actually competing well in some competitions and really starting to you know, pay off for all of the hard work.
Right. And I called a couple of years ago because they won in the agriculture fair, I believe it was, and they won first place and they won the championship that day. And it was not something anyone anticipated to happen. As a matter of fact, a lot of people just had stunned looks on their faces when they called out the two of them, because there was just so many people that said, you're better off just putting her down. And we're like, no, she's amazing.
Right. And I've gone to a couple of the horse shows and I've met up with them to watch. And it is, you're competing against people that are spending tens of thousands of dollars, maybe more on horses and training and facilities and equipment and uniforms and all of these things.
Yes.
And you'd think that's the end of the story right there. Oh, awesome. They won at an agricultural fair. All right. Tell everybody the big news now.
So they competed in the 4-H state show over the weekend, and it was the second year we've made it in, and Amanda won championship in Western Pleasure in both of her classes, so she won overall champion in Western Pleasure on Alice, and then they competed in the Classic, which is kind of like best in show for a dog show, and they took second place, so they're currently the second largest pony champion in the state.
In the state of Virginia. Wow. That's our pony.
Congratulations.
Right there.
Yes. Congrats.
That's the Morning Fang pony.
Say that again.
Sorry.
She did. She competed against horses that were $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And we were all just crying and just ecstatic because the two of them, every year, every day, they practice together. And there's just nothing this pony won't do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's an awesome story. Awesome. It's an $80 really pony we're talking about here. Yeah. If this is not a Disney movie, I don't know what is. Seriously.
Well, and it was more than that, because like all the years, I mean, everything Amanda's ever had, I've always had to buy secondhand. I don't have a lot of money. So, and I'm a single mom. And so a lot of stuff I get her is secondhand, you know, show clothes and consignment stuff, just because I can't afford the good stuff. And so on, you know, secondhand everything and scrimping and saving, she's now showing on state level competitions, and the fact that they took second, just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
and Carol, I have to correct you. You do have the good stuff. You have Amanda and Alice. That's all that matters. That's what you got right there. You got the pony. Yeah. She's a great kid, your daughter. So it's 15 now?
She's 15. She's turning 16 in December.
Oh, Lord, I'm getting
old. And Alice is now 7 years old. And yeah, they're just amazing. And her, Amanda's show name for her pony is Break of Dawn. So if anybody hears this and they were at that show, they'll know Break of Dawn.
So be like, that's my pony right there. That's an $80 pony. So yeah, this is awesome. I'm really excited to be able to pass the update on to everybody. And I will look forward to my next Carol Pony Mom text. Okay.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Now they just have one more spot to go, and they're number one in the whole state. So next year, maybe.
See, that's why it's not a Disney movie yet, Antoine. We've got one more step to go. We're almost there, but we're not quite there yet. Thank you, Carol. As always, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Text 52353. You want to blow the trumpet of somebody in your life, somebody out there doing good, a story you heard about, whatever it is. That's what we do to set the tone, baby. 52353. Secret sound clue now.
Guess the K92 secret sound. Win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Clue 7. We also want to pay you off. This is a local winner. You're competing against nobody but the people around you. So eyeball them, stare your neighbors down. Clue 7 is, in case they need you at work. In case they need you at work. It makes sense. Your next chance, 9 o'clock for $5,000. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke. And K92. A couple of incidents on the road that could impact your travel this morning. Also, shouting out, blowing the trumpet on a Tuesday, Billy Martin Racing, number 87. He's out of Catawba. They are a very low-funded team, so, you know, they're putting it all together sort of on their own. Won the state championships and came in second in the national championship, so shout-out to them.
Congratulations.
They've been on the tour all summer. They run late-model stock cars, so if you want to blow the trumpet at anybody, 52353. We'll also, of course, keep you posted on all things yak-related.
Don't talk back.
Because there's a yak on the loose, and I was today years old when I learned that there were yaks in the listening area.
There you go.
There was a yak farm in Christiansburg, or there is one.
Somebody had a yak in Christiansburg.
Yeah. I mean, I had a yak. It's such an unusual animal. There's one on the loose in Nelson County. All sorts of questions like, what does a yak taste like?
Mm-hmm.
And they have pink milk.
Yeah.
Which also, if I remember correctly, because I learned that in a Factor bullcrap, is they have pink milk, and it's also a very high fat content.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very strong milk. Yeah, there's a lot of milk to it.
Then we had someone text in and said that they tried it and
the milk they didn't like it. And it does not taste like strawberry milk, which, by the way, I'm not a fan of strawberry milk either. The Today Years Old has been trending today. So if there's something you just learned, this woman had no idea how cashews grew. I got to be honest, I really didn't either.
Never thought about it.
You want to see what a cashew looks like? Now, it's on a tree, first of all, but look at these things. Look at them. There's like a big bloom, and then there's this weird little nut dangling down from the end.
It's dangling from a strawberry or something.
And that's the cashew. That's people were talking about cashews. Get your mind out of the gutter. Shame on you. And she had no idea that that's how they grew.
Yeah.
I mean, is there something
years old
where you learned and like other people knew it and you had no clue?
You're talking about the cashew. Someone posted about the sunflower seeds. Like, you never think about a sunflower.
Well, aren't they just in the middle?
Yeah.
They
but,
are.
Yeah. But someone said, I was today years old. I didn't realize. I didn't think about the fact that sunflower seeds
right came out of the sunflower.
Yes, out of the sunflower.
Because you take them out and you dry them out. I had no idea. It was the first time over the weekend that I took my car on any significant drive. I had to drive to Raleigh. So I used the cruise control and the lane thing. I don't know. I didn't realize that my car takes over. I have the adapted stuff. It freaked me out. So you can have cruise control and you set it, but the car's got a sensor on it.
Uh-huh.
So it senses the car in front of you. And if they start to slow down, it automatically slowed down. Scared the crap out of me. And then if you get near the lane, vroom, it moves you back into the lane. Scared the crap out of me again.
What?
I was Saturday years old when that happened.
When I was looking at cars, that was a feature on one of the cars I looked at.
Yeah. And I have that feature, and I didn't know it. I also didn't realize I had Apple CarPlay. I plugged my phone, and all of a sudden, all these cool things started to happen. I'm thinking, where has this been all my life?
What have you been doing this last month or so that you've had this car?
What have I been doing?
Wow. Today, years old.
Anybody else, or are we done here?
No.
There are
so many things I learned.
They know everything. They're good.
No, I forget that I didn't know them prior. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
I get what you're saying.
Wow, I didn't know that. And then like the next day, I'm like, I should have known that. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Most viral is next. This is a good story, and it's a good one to do on a Trumpet Tuesday of some bullies that did a 180 and became friends with a kid that they were picking on. The audio is awesome. Also, the kid just wanted some beer money. Next thing you know, he's got $5,000 that shows up in his Venmo. We will explain in the viral audio here on The Thing.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.